Hello, and welcome to Legal Lad's Quick and Dirty Tips for a More Lawful Life. I'm your host, Adam Friedman. Today's topic, can a business refuse to accept cash? But first, your daily dose of legalese. This podcast does not create an attorney-client relationship with any listener. In other words, although I am a lawyer, I'm not your lawyer. In fact, we barely even know each other. If you need personalized legal advice, contact an attorney in your community. Fred asks whether American Airlines was acting lawfully when it recently announced that it would no longer accept cash for in-flight purchases, such as food and drinks. As Fred notes, all passengers are trapped. There is no means of egress during a flight, unlike a ground-based transport system or other brick-and-mortar retail store. In other words, the passengers can't defect to a rival airline in mid-flight. That's a great point, Fred, and thanks to my recent 6-hour delay on the tarmac at LaGuardia, I can personally confirm that airline passengers are indeed trapped. But unfortunately, that does not mean that the airlines have to accept our cash. The short answer is that federal legal tender laws require creditors to accept payment denominated in dollars, but generally do not require businesses to accept any particular form of payment, such as cash. When we use the term cash in the United States, we generally mean coins minted by the U.S. Treasury and dollar bills, which are actually called Federal Reserve notes. Some people think that cash is dirty, but I confess to being rather attached to the stuff. So are a lot of people, apparently, because no-cash policies tend to raise a chorus of protests. A couple of years ago, many consumers were frustrated when Apple announced that it would not accept cash for iPhones and would only accept payment by credit card. In an earlier episode, we explained that Apple was probably within its rights as a private business to require payment by credit cards. And now, American Airlines policy, which some expect other airlines to follow, is raising a similar round of protests. It just goes to show how much people like their cash. I mean, I could understand making a fuss about iPhones, but airplane food? Oh well, what has people confused is the notion that cash is legal tender. If you look at a dollar bill, or Federal Reserve note, in your wallet, you'll see that it says, this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. Legal tender is what makes an official currency official. It means that a creditor must accept Federal Reserve notes in satisfaction of a debt. If you get to the checkout line at your local Piggly Wiggly, and the cashier suddenly demands payment in rubles or pesos, you have every legal right to say, sorry buddy, but I've got some Federal Reserve notes burning a hole in my pocket. You have that right under the Legal Tender Statute, which states, United States coins and currency, including Federal Reserve notes, are legal tender for all debts, public charges, taxes, and dues. This means that U.S. notes and coins are a valid and legal offer of payment for debts when tendered to a creditor. However, although businesses must accept dollars, that doesn't mean they literally have to take your big wad of bills, which is bulky, difficult to make change for, and frankly, a breeding ground for germs. A vendor can usually put reasonable conditions on the manner in which they will accept dollars, and one of those conditions can be that they'll only accept dollars electronically, via credit card. Or, as the U.S. Treasury explains on its website, private businesses are free to develop their own policies on whether or not to accept cash, unless there is a state law which says otherwise. Well, so far, LegalAd has yet to find a state law that mandates payment in cash. In fact, as we discussed in our earlier episode, courts in a number of states have dismissed challenges to various no-cash policies. But, Fred, if you can find a state that forbids no-cash policies, then you can certainly try to get the airline to accept your cash. Of course, you'll have to wait until the plane is flying over that particular state. On second thought, if you really have a hankering for rubber chicken, soggy sandwiches, and teeny tiny bottles of Chardonnay, play it safe, and bring your plastic on board. Safe travels! Thank you for listening to Legal Lad's Quick and Dirty Tips for a More Lawful Life. Oh, and one more thing. Quick and Dirty Tips has added a new podcast to its lineup, The Dealista, created by the editors of the popular personal finance community, Wisebread. The Dealista delivers insider tips on how to find the best deals, get freebies, protect your consumer rights, and beat retailers at their own game. Check it out at quickanddirtytips.com. You can send questions and comments to legal@quickanddirtytips.com. or call them into the voicemail line at 206-202-4LAW. Please note that doing so will not create an attorney-client relationship and will be used for the purposes of this podcast only.